All right, so we are recording. And for starters, will you state your name and your title?
David Gaines, the Vice President here at Moberly Area Economic Development.
All right. Now, David, as I understand, four area counties have become certified work-ready communities. Will you just tell me a little bit about what this is?
Well, actually, the four counties, Randolph, Howard, Monroe, and Cooper counties, are certified work-ready communities in progress, which basically means we've been accepted into the statewide program administered by the Missouri Department of Economic Development to eventually certify our four-county region as a certified work-ready community.
Okay, and will you explain to me a little bit about what they have to go through to achieve this, and once they achieve it, what that means?
Well, first of all, let's talk about what it means. In economic development and business development, everyone talks about having a good workforce. Being a certified work-ready community will actually provide us with the credentials through the program that does indeed quantify the data that we do have a good workforce trained and with the skills ready to go for the businesses for the coming future. How do we do that? We've built, with the support of some partnerships in secondary and post-secondary education, the Chamber of Commerce, workforce development individuals, and private businesses in the four counties, we've built a group of a committee, if you will, a group of those individuals who are concerned about the future of our workforce to help guide and direct the effort to become a certified work-ready community.
All right. And once that status is achieved, do you expect this to bring in more jobs? What are the benefits?
Well, the benefits are several. For existing companies, being a certified work-ready community and being a partner in that effort provides an additional mechanism in which they can evaluate the skills of future employees or future potential employees for businesses that are here. For those that are also here but have corporate decision makers that are outside the area, we can reaffirm their original decision that this was a good place to make a business investment based on the workforce. And then for those that are looking to make new investment in the region for the first time, then we can have that data that does ensure that we do have the kinds of folks with the skills that they need to operate their business.
All right, and these laborers on the local level, what will this mean for them?
Well, for the prospective employer, having a national career readiness certificate, which they can earn through an assessment, a test, if you will, that was developed by the ACT college entrance exam folks, that national career readiness certificate, once they've taken the examination and passed and they're certificates are bronze, silver, gold, and platinum, quantifies their skills in math and reading and comprehension and the ability to find data, the things that an employer needs from their employees to be able to do the jobs that they're looking for. And as an employee or as a prospective employee, having that certification is just an added feather in their cap when they're sitting in front of hiring manager at a company trying to convince them that they are a good candidate for that position. Now they have some independent certification that they have the kind of skills that they say they have.
All right. And this certified work-ready community status, when do you think these four counties might achieve it, or do they have goals in mind for when to accomplish this?
We do have goals in mind, certain goals and levels that we need to meet, and they're different for each county in the region based on population and things of that nature. But we basically have the next 2 years to bring to the table the number of businesses that are interested in the program. It doesn't obligate them to hire someone that has the National Career Readiness Certificate, but what it does is it puts them in a position that lets those candidates know that if they have that skill, the employer would, or that certification, the employer would like to see that. And for those that are needing to get that certificate or wanting to have that certificate as a part of their credentials, they can contact their local career center to be able to take the exam and the assessment. And we're looking over the next 2 years to have the emerging workforce, which are basically our high school and college students, to take that assessment, and then our transitioning folks, the folks that are looking for new employment opportunities, to also take that exam. And it, and again, as I said earlier, it gives them an added feather in their cap or a benefit to them when they're talking to an employer about their ability to do the job that they're applying for.
And would you like to see this spread to any other communities that fall under the umbrella of the Moberly Area Economic Development?
Well, it is a regional effort for our organization, and again for the community colleges and the school districts and the businesses in our four counties. This is a statewide effort. The first county, Jasper County, down in the Joplin area, was a certified work-ready community earlier this year, and another 20 or so counties in this round have applied. And Missouri is only one of a handful of states nationwide that are in this program. Jasper County, and again in the Joplin area, is the first in the country to have this certification. And we hope that our efforts and the efforts of our partners over the next 18 to 24 months will have the four-county region, Howard, Cooper, Randolph, and Monroe counties, earn that certified work-ready community designation as well.
All right. Well, do you have anything you'd like to add?
Well, I would just encourage those in the business community that are interested in participating in the program to contact our office at 660-263-8811 for additional information. And for those prospective employees that are looking for additional information, their local career center in throughout your listening area will be of benefit to them in helping them earn that credential.